we're starting the actual introduction of the book Sefer Amidot. Now we're up to what the Magen Midvina himself said. And we had discussed that the Magen Midvina was a contemporary of the Gra, even though we often think of a Magid as someone Hasidic. The Magen Midvina was actually not a Hasid. He was well loved by the Gra. The Gra himself used to invite him and listen to his speeches. And we're beginning, the Magen Midvina begins with a quote, which we will revisit. Hashem Tzvakot Imanu, may Hashem, who controls all armies, be with us. Misgavlanu, may protect us. Elokei Yaakov Sela. There's obviously an allusion to his name, Rabbi Yaakov, that was his name, within that. He begins with a quote from the Talmud in Tractate Yuma. The Talmud says like this, Rabbi Yochanan Rami. Rabbi Yochanan, through contradiction. When the Torah describes the making of the Aron of the Ark, so it says you make an ark of wood, and then around the ark, the outer layer of gold goes up above the ark, and then it comes around like a crown around the ark. So the Torah describes it as a zer zahav, as a crown of gold around the ark. So Rabbi Yochanan asked, it says in the Pasuk, Zor, and we read it as zer. Seems to say a stranger, you create a stranger, something strange around it. And we read it as create a crown around the ark. Rabotenu zichonam nivracha amru, our sages said, Rabbi Yochanan Rami ktiv zar vekarinan zer. So Rabbi Yochanan explained, zacha naset lo zer. If a person merits, the Torah becomes his crown. Lo zacha, if a person does not merit, zara imenu. So the Torah becomes estranged from him. Zar means estranged, different. Strange. What they taught us here is similar to what we find elsewhere. The Medrash says, you haven't called to me, Jacob. You've worn me out, Israel. Hashem says, all day long you work and you're not tired. You do whatever you have to do, you're not tired. Sale, but you come to learn or to pray, vilay, and suddenly you're tired. That's the Medrash. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'lo tikarata Yaakov, halvay lo ikarticha Yaakov. Hashem says, you haven't called me. It's as though Hashem saying, I wish I never knew you. Lama? Ki yagata b'Yisrael. Because when you come to deal with me, Hashem says, when you approach religious things, suddenly it's tiring. All day long you have strength, and when you approach Torah or prayer, you're tired. That's the Medrash on that Pasuk. Yes. We'll see. He will spend the next section analyzing this.
Yaakov is usually talking about women. Beis Yaakov is women.
Okay.
Beis Yisrael is men.
Okay. Da ki ma asher anachnu mevarchim asher bacharbanu. I want you to know, says the Magen Midvina, when we bless, blessed is Hashem who chose us. Uma asher hanavi omer, and the prophet says in Chavakuk, amad vayimodei deretz ra'av ha'eter goyim. Hashem looked around, checked out all the nations, and says, none of you are right, I want the Jewish people. Uvadrash, and the Medrash says, Madad HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol ha'umot, Hashem measured, took an accounting of all the nations, v'lo matzau uma mukhshert lekabel Torah elazer Avraham. And Hashem says, no nation is fit for the Torah like the children of Avraham. So far, what have we seen? The Torah can either be your crown, or it can be estranged from you. Then he quoted a Medrash, that Hashem says he's upset with us that we have strength all day for everything else we do, and when we approach Torah or prayer, suddenly we're worn out. And then he said, another Medrash says that Hashem says the only people that are fit for Torah are the people of Israel. And then the Medrash says on the Pasuk, when Bilam is describing his invitation to blaspheme and to curse Israel, so he describes how Balak called him and said, Lecha arali Yaakov ulcha zo ama Yisrael, come curse Jacob, arouse Hashem's wrath against Israel. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Bilam, God says about Bilam, Rasha, melech shebirar mana leatzmo, Uvacher v'ginalta. If the king chooses and says, I want this, and someone else comes along and says, whoa, what did he choose? What a terrible car, what a terrible choice, what a terrible wife. Klum yesh lo chayim? Is that king going to let anyone stay alive after he mocks his choice? V'anavi omer, and don't you know, I've said through my prophet, v'ata Yisrael avdi Yaakov asher b'charticha, I've chosen Israel. So you, Bilam, are coming to curse, to put down that which I've chosen. B'charticha v'lo me'asticha. Hashem says, I've chosen you, I'm not disgusted with you. So here you have three different quotes, okay? Number one, the Torah can either be your crown or estranged. Number two, you can be tired with Torah, and then Hashem says, I wish I would have never taught it to you. Number three, we are the people who are fit for Torah. And number four, Hashem says to Bilam, why do you want to curse them? I chose them. Horat ha-mamarim ha'ile, what all of these are teaching us is lo'odiyo legalot ozen, to reveal to us shelo lakach ha-kadosh baruch hu otanu kemi shetaraf bakalpi. We did not become the people of Israel by a lottery. Let's see, we'll draw the lot, we'll see which nation comes out, and boom, that's it, it's Israel. It's not like Hashem took whichever one came first. In that case, there's no great praise for whichever one was chosen. That's not the way it is. This is more like you put all them before you, you analyze each of them, you see each one, what its attributes and strengths are, and he chooses whichever one is best for him, he chooses to himself. And he lets go of the rest and says, I don't need them. So what we take pride in is as follows. Hashem knows all hidden things. He knows past, he knows the future. And nonetheless, he chose us. And the Magen Midovne is saying a concept which is a very complicated concept. He's saying it in one sentence, but really we could analyze this for a week or two. He says Hashem knew the past and Hashem knows the future. We will see in our parasha that Hashem foretells us that we will not live up to the words of the Torah. This is a recurring theme in Torah. There will be a generation that will leave the way of the Torah. And nonetheless, Hashem says, I chose you. So the Magen Midovne says, and he's starting a concept, he'll follow through on it, we will revisit this as we continue. He says, if he chose us, and he knew that we wouldn't be perfect, so that's testimony that we're still the chosen people. Because the Torah that says we're the chosen people also says, and I know you're not going to live up to it, the Torah says it in our parsha, the Torah will say it again numerous times in the book of Devarim, and again at the very end of the book of Devarim. The whole song of Ha'azinu is about how there's a testimonial to the Jewish people. When all the ills that the Torah warns befall you, you shouldn't think, hey, God's no longer with us. Here, I'm giving you a song that will attest to everything that's yet to come. So the Torah reiterates this idea that we will not live up to our responsibilities. And even so, Hashem says, I've chosen you. So the Magen Midovne says, point number one, we were chosen when Hashem had the choice of all the others. And he said, and that's our first claim. That's what we're saying, Asher Bachar Banu. When we make a blessing on Torah every day, we say, Hashem has chosen us. In a nutshell, the Magen Midovne is alluding to our contention with the Christian claim that you're no longer the chosen people. You sinned and Hashem doesn't want you anymore. So without overtly saying it, the Magen Midovne is saying our blessing every day is a reiteration of our approach that no, even though we've sinned, Hashem knew in advance we would sin. That's part of what we believe. Hashem is not limited by time. Hashem is not limited by that dimension. So he knew where we'd go, and nonetheless he chose us. So that's point number one. The continuation we will yet see, Bezrat Hashem. Let's go on to Parsha. Thank you.